Washington health officials say hospitals are seeing an increase in patients due to respiratory illnesses that could get worse during the holiday season. Influenza seems to be the biggest driver currently, though RSV and COVID-19 are still present in communities across the state. Dr. Tao Shengquan Get is the chief science officer at the Washington Department of Health. He says it's important the public doesn't let their guard down. He advises people to get vaccines if they haven't already before gathering for the holidays.
Influenza A continues to be the dominant strain. Fortunately, the current vaccine offers good protection against this strain. So getting vaccinated against the flu now is more important than ever for protecting yourself, your loved ones, and your community.
Although overall flu vaccine rates are slightly higher than last year, that increase is mostly driven by the 65 and older age range. Michelle Roberts, Assistant Secretary for Prevention and Community Health at DOH, says children in the 6-month through 4-year and 5 to 12 age range had a lower vaccine rate than previous years.
We're really concerned about these gaps we're seeing in different age groups. And when you really talk about the overall statewide number, that can cover that we've got significant disparities between different ages.
Just across the border in Idaho, Moscow Middle School closed last Friday after 30% of its student body called out sick. School officials said most parents reported flu-like symptoms. Washington has 26 lab-confirmed flu deaths this season, including 3 children.
And the figure is likely an undercount because each year many flu deaths in the elderly go unreported.
The current flu vaccine offers good protection for the dominant strain of influenza A currently circulating, Roberts says. However, it does take roughly 2 weeks to see maximum protection. That means people traveling for the holiday should get it as soon as possible.
So as you're considering your holiday plans, put getting your flu shot on the list. As a reminder, it's completely safe to receive your seasonal flu shot and your COVID-19 vaccine dose at the same time.
Much of the public has also been slow to get a COVID-19 booster. Although Washington has a higher rate of COVID-19 vaccination than most other states, only about 27% of the eligible population has received an updated booster. Among children 5 to 11, it's 18%, Roberts says.
We cannot stress enough how vital it is right now to ensure the children in your life and everybody in your life have this crucial protection against serious illness, hospitalization, or death from the COVID-19 virus.
Most people who've received their first 2 COVID-19 vaccines are eligible for the updated bivalent booster shot. Health officials also recommend masking in crowded or confined settings and frequent hand washing or use of hand sanitizer. They also recommend using at-home COVID tests for people who feel sick, before and after traveling, and before gathering in large groups. At-home tests are also now approved for children under 2 years old. Washington residents can get up to 10 COVID-19 tests per month through December 31st at sayyescovidhometest.org. Starting January 1, the program will ramp down to 5 tests per month. If people need to purchase tests, most insurers cover 8 home tests for each covered member per month. I'm Rachel Sun.